Learning anything at the beginning is always easy, and I said at the beginning.
我们从头开始学一样新的东西的话，总是会比较容易一点。
Be it piano or violin.
比如说我们在学钢琴或者学小提琴。
Chess programming or music.
或者是我们在在学一些象棋或者是一些。
Or painting.
或者是在画画。
At the beginning, always look easy.
我们在开始的时候，起初我们都可能发现可能比较简单容易。
But pretty soon you will find out the difference between something good and something great is the attention to details.
但是你发现过了一阵子之后，你就会发现有些是好的，有些是非常伟大的。他们现在差别就是在于你能不能注意到一些细节。
And therefore, an American idiom saying "devil is in the details."
所以在美国我们有听到这样的一句俗语，好像我们关键问题是在于细节当中。
And refer to a catch or some kind of mysterious component.And hidden in the details.
他也就表示说一些很关键的东西都在一些细节的地方我们要注意。
But I believe it's more appropriate to a claim that God is in the details.
但是其实我想更好的一个说法的话，可以说是神是一个无微不至的神。
Because every hair he has number.
因为我们知道神他数过我们每一位的头发。
And he knows every sparrows.
他也知道每一只麻雀。
He determines the number of stars and knows their names.
他也知道有多少的星星，他也知道星星的名字。
And he encodes our DNA.
他也为我们的 DNA 有编码。
And he cares about the lilies in the field and the fish under the ocean.
他也很关心旷野中的百合花，他也关心海里的鱼。
And throughout the entire Bible, there's a doctrine of providence.
在我们的圣经当中有这样的关于神的旨意的这样的一个。
And it says that his providential rule extends to things great and small.
而且比方说神的旨意不但是在大的世界上，也在很小的事上。
And from huge to minute.
从巨大的事情到很微小的事情。
And from infinite to infinitesimal.
从无限大的到无穷小的。
And there's a medieval story goes this way.
在以前有一个中世纪有个这样的一个故事是这样说的。
For want of a nail, the shoes was lost. For want of the shoes, the horse was lost. For want of the horse, the rider was lost.
也就是说，这个故事说到说，因为我们缺了一颗马钉，那马的鞋子就掉了。因为这个马的鞋子掉了，这个马也失去了。因为马失去了，骑士也失去了。
And if we can go on, for one of the rider, a battle was lost. For one of the battle, the kingdom was lost.
也因为失去了这个骑士勇士，这个战争就失败了。因为战争失败了，王国就已经毁灭了。
See, you can see all this from a want of horseshoe nail.
所以你看到，好像这所有的这一切都是因为缺少了马丁这样一个很小的事情发生的。
So in our daily experience, we also sense that sometimes a little thing can mean a lot.
所以在我们的日常生活当中，我们有这样的经历，好像一些很小的事情，有些时候会带来一些很大的影响。
And oftentimes, God can use very little things to make significant things.
我们看到神，他很多时候可以用一些很微不足道的事情来做一些很重大的事情。
Now, this gives Christian a very great comfort.
这个我们所有的基督徒有一个非常好的这样的一个盼望。
We are insignificant in our own being.
对于我们来说，我们人其实好像看来是微不足道的。
But again, God can use this worthless instrument to achieve great things.
但是我们看到神可以用我们这些无用的器皿，能够达到他的旨意。
Now, before the details of today's sermon story is unfolded, I would like to read two verses for you.
在我们今天开始我们正道的细节之前，我想来给大家读两节经文。
So I ask you to keep one eye on a passage that has been printed on the bulletin.
我们大家可以看看，我们有一段是在周报的背后有印出来。
And bring to focus two verses which I'm going to read.
大家注意一下这印出来的其中的两节经文。
So Exodus chapter 2 verse 5.
在出埃及记第二章第五节。
Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it.
法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，她的使女在河边行走，她看见箱子在芦荻中，就打发一个婢女拉来。
She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said.
她打开箱子，看见那孩子，孩子哭了，她就可怜他，说这是希伯来人的一个孩子。
And see, these two verses says a lot.
我们看到这两节经文有很深的含义。
And you will see that a whimper escaped from the lip of a baby can change the all the Near Eastern civilization.
我们看到这个小孩子嘴里的这哭泣的声音，真是改变了我们人的很多的历，我们改变了人的历史。
And the baby's crying even changed the Western civilization.
我们看到这个小孩子的哭声也改变了西方世界的历史。
And even the entire course of the human history.
其实它改变了整个人类的历史。
So before we talk about the story, let's go back to the background from this story was developed.
在我们开始这个具体讲到这个故事之前，我们先来看看这个故事它的一些背景。
And many generations ago, there was a Hebrew slave whose name is Joseph.
在这个故事发生前的很多个世纪之前，有一个希伯来的一个人，他的名字叫约瑟。
And under God's unseen hand, he was somehow miraculously rise to the position of the prime minister of the empire of Egypt.
尽管他刚开始只是一个奴隶，但是在神看不见的手的作用之下，他很奇妙地成为埃及的宰相。
And then the famine arose, and he helped his whole family immigrate to Egypt.
而在当时，在那个地方正好有饥荒，所以约瑟他们的全家的人都已经移民到了埃及。
And he granted them a piece of land called Goshen, which is located in the north part of the empire of Egypt.
然后他就给了他们的家人有这一块土地，叫 Goshen 这块土地，在埃及的北边。
Now you can imagine these children of Israel enjoy a privileged status of very close to the royal family.
所以你可以想象到，当时约瑟他这些兄弟的家庭已经跟埃及的他们上层的人物有很深的联系。
But good time does not last long.
但是他们这个好的这个日子不是没有持续很久。
And it came time that a new king was coming to power.
后来有新的王做王位。
And this new pharaoh doesn't know Joseph at all.
这新的法老王他完全都不知道约瑟。
And they look around and see there's so many Hebrew people in the country.
他四处一看，他发现希伯来的人真是人数众多。
And then they thought they are mightier than us.
他感到威胁，他感到他们非常强盛，甚至超过他们自己。
So what happened in the event of war, these people joined the enemy and revolt against me.
这个法老他很担心，在战争的时候，也许这些以色列人他们会跟他们的敌人联合在一起来进攻他。
Now ideas always follow by actions.
我们看到他只有这样的想法，也就带来了他的行动。
And they set up taskmasters.
他就开始有一个这样的一个监督督工。
And begin to afflict the Hebrew with heavy burden.
他们开始辖制以色列人，加重担苦待他们。
And they ask them to make mortar and bricks.
他要他们要他们去制砖。
To build many supply cities.
要他去建造积货城。
And with the thought that if I afflict them more, they will be very tired, and then they will not be multiplied soon.
当时法老王的想法是，如果他们苦待他们的话，他们也许就不会再这样生养众多。
So as they serve in rigor, and they found out this Hebrew multiplied even faster than before.
但是他们发现说，在这样的情况下，这些希伯来人他们的生养更加的众多。
So the king made their life very bitter in hot bondage.
我看到这法老王让以色列人他们的生活非常的痛苦。
Now all of a sudden, these special people degenerated into the rank of slaves.
我们看到在那个时候，所有的这些以色列人他们就沦为了奴隶，埃及人的奴隶。
And they were enslaved and functioned as a slave labor force.
他们就像奴隶一样的在那里做工。
Now the Pharaoh was restless.
但是我看到这个法老却并不到此为止。
And he became ambivalent.
他
就是有两种思想。
他有两个不同的，他有两个想法。
Yeah. On one hand, he enjoyed these labor forces.
他一方面他很高兴有这样的人，有这样的奴隶为他们做工。
Because they helped them to build supply cities to prevent the future famine.
因为这些奴隶可以为他们建造这个集货城，可以为了以后的饥荒来做准备。
And now you see an irony right there.
但是他也同时也看到这样的一个讽刺的事情。
And this group of people came here because there were a famine.
啊，因为这些以色列人他们来到埃及地，是因为他们当时有饥荒。
Now the king used them to prevent the future famine.
啊，大家看到说他们可以用他们来防止以后有更大的饥荒。
So this is the good side of the Hebrew.
啊，这是法老王看到这些希伯来人给带他们好的一面。
But on the other hand, what happened if these people getting more and more?
但是他另外一方面他也非常担心，如果这些希伯来人变得越来越多的话会该怎么办。
And the Pharaoh fear an uprising by them.
他非常的担心这些希伯来人会起来会反对他。
So what would the king do?
那这个王他会做什么呢？法老王。
And the king issued a limited genocide.
那这个法老王他就开始给了一个部分的种族灭绝的这样的一个命令。
And first of all he wanted to use the soldier to seal all theHebrew boys.
他第一，他开始他就要他的士兵把所有的跟希伯来的边界都给封锁起来。
But they thought this is not a good idea.
但是他发现这可能不是一个好的主意。
And we came to Hong Kong, we knew that.
我们从香港来，所以我们知道是这样的。
Because during the British, rule, and they always used Chinese to govern Chinese.
因为在英国人统治的时候，他们总是用中国人来管理香港。
So the Pharaoh thought, why not I use some Hebrew midwives?And to do this job.
所以这个时候这个法老王想，哎，为什么我不能来用一下以色列人他们的接生婆来管这个事情呢？
And the king ordered them to do their duty. When they do the duty in the birth stool, kill the boy, but let the girl live.
这个法老王就要这个收生婆说，在希伯来的妇人他们 生产的时候，如果是男孩子就给他杀掉，如果是女孩子这样的存活。
However, these midwives fear God.
但是我们看到这两位希伯来的收生婆他们很敬畏神。
And they refused to carry out the decree issued by the king.
他们拒绝执行法老王的命令。
And if my memory serves me right, this may be the first heroic act of civil disobedience.
如果我记得对的话，他们这两个做的是第一次的这样的悖逆王的事情，但是是很勇敢的事情。
And the king called these midwives to his presence.
那这个时候法老王就把这两位收生婆叫到他的跟前。
Why did you kill the boys?
他就直问他们说，你们为什么没有把这男孩子给杀掉呢？
When they come, they already gave birth to the boy.
收生婆很聪明地说，因为当我们去的时候，这孩子已经都出生了。
Because the Hebrew women are very strong.
因为这些希伯来的妇人他们本身是强壮的。
Now, this increased a very interesting discussion in our Bible studies.
这个让我们在查经的过程当中可以带来一个很有趣的一个讨论的话题。
Disobedience justifiable?
这个希伯来的这两位希伯来的受圣伯他们做的事情是有道理的吗？
Can Christian lie?
基督徒是不是也可以撒谎吗？
Now we'll not get into this kind of discussion, but one thing we know is God dealt well with them.
我今天我不想在这里过多的讨论，但是我想告诉大家说，神的旨意与他们同在。
God did not say he agreed with what they do, but did not condemn them either.
我们看到神并没有说同意，但是也没有来指责他们。
And they found favor with God, and God gave them husbands and families.
但我看到神其实是敬畏神，神厚待他们，让他们也成了自己的家。
And then the Pharaoh said to himself, I have to issue a stronger decree.
这个时候我们看到法老王就说，我要有一个更强的这样的一个法律。
Every son who was born shall cast into the river.
他说，以色列人所生的男孩子都要丢在河里。
But every daughter, let them live.
一切的女孩子你都可以让存留她的性命。
Well, since I cannot depend on these midwives, I'm going to use my soldiers to do this job.
既然我没有办法能够依靠这些收生婆来做这样的事情，我就要依靠我自己的士兵来做这样的事情。
Now the story all of a sudden turned to a particular family.
所以这个故事很快就转移到另外一个特别的家庭。
And there was a Levi man and a Levi woman.
有一个利未的男人和他的妻子。
And they got Mary and conceived and bore a son.
他们成家，他们这利未的妻子，她生了一个儿子。
And the Bible says this son is very beautiful.
圣经说到这个孩子生出来非常的俊美。
And of course they hit the son, but cannot hit longer than 3 months.
所以可以想象的，他们真的是把这个男孩子藏了起来，但是他们也不能藏太久，他们藏了3个月的时间。
So the mother make a little basket.
这个母亲就做了一个小的一个草箱子。
And this is very important. She called it an ark.
这是非常的，他们把这个名字也叫做是一个方舟。
And I can imagine maybe this mother thought if God used Noah's ark, to save the people, and God may use this little ark to save my son.
啊，因为我想这个小孩子的妈妈，她可能会想到说，如果神借着诺亚的方舟来拯救他们家的话，神也愿意，也可以用这个方舟来拯救他儿子。
And they dub it with asphalt and pitch.
他也在那个方舟上抹上了石漆和石油。
And at this moment, I cannot help but digress a little bit to talk about the Noah's ark.
啊，那在这个时候我没有办法，我一定要来讨论一下，稍微讨论一下关于诺亚方舟的事情。
And God had given Noah a very detailed prescription.
啊，我们看到神给了诺亚一个非常仔细的这样的一个命令。
A very comprehensive blueprint.
很仔细的关于怎么建方舟的这样一个蓝图。
How many decks?
啊，他说有多少的层的。
How high and not higher?
啊，有多高有。
How wide?
有多宽。
And how long?
有多长。
And then what kind of wood?
啊，用什么样的木头来造船。
And then Noah followed all the details that God gave to him and finally built an ark.
啊，我们看到诺亚是完全的顺服神的旨意，按照神的旨命来建造这个方舟。
And his whole family and all the animals God asked them to do enter into the ark.
然后诺亚的一家和说他们和神指令他带的这些动物都有完全的进入了方舟。
And finally, the door is shut.
最后方舟的门关闭了。
But two details are conspicuously absent.
啊，但是有两个啊这样的细节很清楚的，我们看到他没有写出来。
And I don't know about you, but I'm very surprised.
啊，我觉得非常的奇怪，我不知道大家有没有注意到。
There was no sail and no rudder.
啊，这里讲的第一个是没有帆，第二个的话是没有舵。
And you can imagine Noah will experience a terrifying situation.
啊，我们可以想象在那个时候，诺亚可能经历了非常可怕的事情。
But later on, we know God is.The dynamics and God is the directions.
啊，我们看到最后，我们从诺亚的经历当中，我们可以看到神不但是我们的动力，神也是我们的方向。
And when the flood came, the people inside the ark were safe.
啊，最后我们看到，在方舟当中的人都得救了。
Now the mother of the baby, also think in this way.
啊，我们想这个小孩子的妈妈也是这样想的。
If God spare Abraham, son, he will spare my son also.
他想到说，如果神给亚伯拉罕有儿子的话，他也会保护我的儿子。
She was a woman of faith.
她是一个有信心的妇人。
And then she put the infant into the basket, into the little ark, and then cast the basket adrift on the river Nile.
她就把这个小孩子放到这个小方舟里面，然后把这个小方舟放入尼罗河中。
And here we see a second irony.
这里有一个第二个很有。讽刺性的一个。
And the Nile is supposed a burial place for those boys.
啊，我们知道在那个尼罗河其实本来是埋葬那些小孩子的河。
But this Hebrew woman consigned his son's life into the river.
啊，但是我们看到这个希伯来的妇人，她却把她孩子的生命放在交在这个河的手中。
And the ark was set afloat.
啊，这个方舟我们看到就在河中漂流。
Now this baby's sister stood along the river bank and watched where this.Little basket go.
啊，这个小孩子的姐姐，她也就远远的跟着这个方舟，想看她这个小方舟到什么地方。
What would it be done to my brother?
她很奇怪，想知道说会发生什么，她的弟弟会发生什么样的事情。
You know, to know where this basket go is not a simple matter.
啊，我想要能够看到这个草箱子到什么地方去，也不是件容易的事情。
And when I was a graduate student, I took a course called fluid mechanics.
啊，在我在读研究所的时候。啊，我也学过一门课程叫做流体力学。
So in order to predict mathematically where an object flowing down the river,
如果你要想真正的来预测一个物体在这河流当中会流到什么地方的话
，and you make few assumptions.
你必须要做一些这样的假设。
First, the river bank has to be perfectly straight and parallel.
所以你首先要做的假设就是这个河的两岸是完完全全的平直。
And secondly, the bed of the river has to be flat.
而且第二，这个河流的河床要完全的平整。
And the speed of the water has to be uniform.
而且这个河水的这个流速是要均匀的。
So any deviation from this ideal situation will create swirls and eddies.
啊，我们知道，如果任何的情形如果不这条件没有满足的话，在河当中就会有漩涡。
Now in this baby's situation, to make things even worse.
但是对这个小男孩来说，其实情形更加的险恶。
And they are concealed rocks.
啊，在那个地方我们看在河东可能还会有暗藏的石头。
And there are many floating branches.
啊，也可能在河中会有一些漂流的一些树枝。
And in Nile there's many many crocodiles.
而且在尼罗河当中肯定有很多的鳄鱼。
And worse, there's so many dead babies flowing around.
而且更糟糕的是，在那个河中可能就有很多一些死去的婴孩在那里漂流。
Where would this ark go?
我们很好奇，这个方舟会流到什么地方？
There's no sail.
没有帆。
There's no rudder.
没有舵。
And there's no captain.
也没有船长。
But in the invisible hand of God, this ark goes somewhere.
但是我们看到，在神看不见的手的指引下，这个方舟到了它该去的地方。
At the moment, there are two pairs of eyes on this little basket.
啊，在那个时候，有两双眼睛看到了这个小方舟。
The first pair is the baby's brother, sister.
啊，第一双眼睛就是这个小男孩他的姐姐。
And the second pair is eyes of God.
啊，第二双眼睛就是神的眼。
But a strange thing happened.
啊，我们看到很奇妙的事情发生了。
And it happened that the Pharaoh's daughter, which is the princess of the land,And with the entourage of the maidens walk along the river.
啊，我们看到这个法老的女儿的使女，他们正在河边行走。
And all of a sudden, a third pair of eyes was casting on the basket.
啊，也就在那个时刻，我们看到第三双眼睛，他的眼睛注意到了那个方舟。
And the princess said, "Oh, I like feel like to take a bath."
啊，这个法老的女儿就是公主说啊，我想要去洗个澡。
And Do you think it's a coincidence when she stepped down into the water?
你认为那是不是一个好像意外的事情？当法老的女儿她进入水中
，and she saw the basket.
她看到了这个方舟。
And more interesting thing is the basket didn't flow anymore.
啊，在那个时候，更有趣的是，这个小箱子它没有继续的往前飘。
Because this little ark stuck in the reed.
啊，那个小方舟，草箱子。在芦苇当中被停住了。
And the princess said to one of the maiden,
啊，这个时候法老的女儿就对她的一个仆女婢女说，她说你把这个草箱子打开。
It was a baby.
他们就看到了是一个男孩。
And then the princess said, this was a Hebrew baby.
啊，这个法老女儿说这是一个希伯来人的孩子。
And the baby began to cry.
这孩子就哭了。
Now I don't know whether it's a piercing yell or a soft whimper.
啊，我不知道这个小孩子的哭声是很尖叫的哭声，还是一个很小的哭泣声。
But in any case, it invoked a compassion from the princess.
我基本上不知道，但是我想，不论怎么说，我们看到小孩子的哭声，让这个法老的女儿就可怜他。
Now, if this is a coincidence, it's one of the most remarkable incidents of all times.
啊，如果这是一个巧合的话，这真是世界上一个最大的一个巧合。
But there's another irony.
啊，另外一个很让有讽刺意义的。
The princess's father was a prototypical example of human being with a very cruel heart.
啊，我们看到这个法老，他自己是一个最心最硬的一个这样的人。
But can you believe the daughter was very compassionate?
但是我们看到法老的女儿却是有一个有怜悯的心的人。
And the interesting thing is, she was in a good mood.
啊，而且更有趣的是，我们看到法老的女儿当时心情很好。
So you know, women don't have good mood all the time.
哦，大家也知道，我们知道，妇女也不是总是有很好的心情。
But on that day, this woman have a good mood, and the cry invoked his maternal compassion.
啊，那正好在那一天，我们看到法老的女儿，她有一个很好的心情，而且当她看到小孩子的哭声的时候，她就动了怜悯的心。
And she decided to go against his father's decree.
她决定要违背她的父亲的旨意。
And then save this Hebrew baby.
他要来拯救这个希伯来的孩子。
Now Moses' sister was stood by.
啊，在那个时候，摩西的小孩子，他的姐姐正好在边上。
And her sister thought, what would the princess thought at that moment?
啊，他正好想着也是这个，法老的女儿所想的。
And if she had a bad mood, she would throw the baby back into the river, and that would be the end of the story.
啊，他知道，如果法老的女儿的话，法老的女儿如果是心情不好的话，很有可能会把这小孩子扔到河中，这故事就完了。
But to her surprise, and she had compassion.
但是他摩西的姐姐看到很奇怪的是，法老的女儿却有怜悯之心。
She defied his father's decree.
他要违背他父亲的旨意。
And stooped to get the baby and.Determined to help to save her, him.
他要得到这个小孩子，要来给挽救他。
And the baby sister came to the princess.
啊，小孩子的姐姐就去见法老的女儿。
Do you want a Hebrew woman to help you nurse this baby?
啊，你需不需要一个希伯来的妇人去帮助来喂养这个孩子呢？
Now her answer will be very interesting.
啊，看到法老的女儿的回答非常的有趣。
She could say no.
她可以说不。
She could also say go.
她也可以说去。
And there's one letter difference.
啊，只有其实只有一个字的一个字母的差别。
But the princess said go.
我看到法老女儿她说的是。可以去吧。
And then the sister get her own mother and came to the princess.
啊，所以这个摩西的姐姐就把她自己的母亲叫来。
And then the princess said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me. I will give you wages."
法老女儿就对这小孩子的母亲说：“你把这孩子抱去，喂我奶他，我必给你工价。
”Now this is an other great irony.
啊，所以这是另外一个让很有讽刺意义的。
Any mother take care of her own baby and get paid?
你有没有听过有哪个做妈妈的，她来带养带自己的小孩子的时候还得到工价呢？
And so under God's unseen hand, this baby restored to her mother's bosom.
啊，我们看到真是在神看不见的这手当中，这个小孩子又回到了他母亲的怀抱。
And when this baby grew up, and then the mother bring the baby back to the princess.
啊，小孩子长大了以后，小孩子的妈妈就把他带到了，带回了，法老的公，法老的女儿。
And I don't know what's the baby's name.
他不知道这孩子的名字叫什么。
Because every baby born will be given a name by their parents.
啊，我们知道，其实每一个小孩子出生的时候都是由他的父母给取名字。
So one thing for sure that this baby has a name.
啊，所以知道这个小孩子一定是会有一个名字的。
But the princess said, "I shall call him Moses."
但是这法老的女儿，这公主说：“我要给她取名叫摩西。”
That means drawn from the water.
因为意思是说，因为我把她从水里拉出来。
Now this is an other irony.
啊，这是另外一个有讽刺意义的事。
How can a baby's name be given by some other woman?
啊，怎么可能一个小孩子的名字是由另外的一个妇人给呢？
And then the rest of the story is Moses grew in the court.
啊，我们看到最后的。故事就是关于摩西在宫殿当中他成长。
And rear as a prince.
他就像一个王子一样。
And Moses was trained in the knowledge and skill of the Egypt civilization.
啊，摩西他在里接受到了埃及人他们最好的一些训练和教育。
Now, this is no small matter because at that time Egypt was the most civilized country in the whole world.
啊，我想这个并不是一件好像很小轻而易举的事情。在当时，埃及是世界上最文明的国家。
So being raised in the court, that means there's a crucial preparation for the task that God would later assign to him.
啊，我看到摩西在里接受了最好的训练，这也是为神以后要给他差派来的任务打好了一个很好的基础。
So you know that God trained Moses in the palace in order for him to use in the desert.
啊，我看到神让摩西在宫殿当中得到训练，为了让他在旷野中侍奉。
But God trained Joseph in the desert.In order to use him in the palace.
啊，但是我们看到，对约瑟而言，神在旷野当中训练了他，却让他在宫殿当中侍奉。
God's plan is individual.
我们看到神的计划是因人而异的。
God may guide you this way, but will guide the other one in a different way.
对于你，也许神有这样的一个计划；对于其他的人，可能有一个完全不同的计划。
Because you're unique.
因为你是独特的。
You're the special creation in His sight.
在神的眼中，你是神特别的创造物。
And at this moment, I can borrow this story to offer some challenges to our graduates and our short-term missionary team.
啊，那在这个时候，我想借着这样的一个故事，给我们的毕业生，也给我们的短靴队一个挑战。
Now, for graduates, think about this: you were born in a stable family.
啊，对于我们的毕业生来说，你们想一想，你们是出生在一个很稳定的家庭当中。
And you came to know the Lord when you were very young.
啊，当你还在年幼的时候，你就认识了神。
And you're given an opportunity to go to college, which not everyone has that kind of opportunity.
而且你有这样的机会可以去大学去深造，也并不是所有的人都有这样的机会。
Then you ask yourself, would you spend your time in playing video games?
啊，你可能会要问你自己，我是不是把所有的时间都花来玩电子游戏上了？
Or think about how you would serve God.
你应该想一想，你该如何去侍奉神。
There was a young boy who had a strong zeal to serve God.
啊，我们看到有一个小孩子，一个男孩子，他有这样的很心，有激烈的、迫切的心要去侍奉主。
And he talked to his father, "May I be a full-time minister?"
他对他的父亲说：“父亲，我可不可以成为一个全职的一个侍奉者？”
And the father was a Christian, good Christian, and said, "Good idea. Why not go to talk to my senior pastor first?"
啊，那这个父亲就对小孩，对他的儿子说，哇，真是一个不错的主意啊，你要不要去跟我们的主任牧师去谈一谈呢？
And the senior pastor said to this boy,
啊，但是我们看到这个主任牧师对这个小孩子说，
Not so fast.
说你不要这么急。
At this point of your age, your calling is being a student.
啊，在你生命当中的这个时候，你的呼召就是要成为一个学生，好好学习。
So you have to be a good student.
你要成为一个好的学生。
After you graduate,If you still feel the same urge, come back to me.
啊，如果你毕业以后你还有同样的感动的话，你再回来跟我讲。
And 4 years later,
四年以后
graduate,
这男孩子就毕业了。
And he still have the urge to serve God full time.
他心中还是有同样的这样的呼召去侍奉主。他又去见了主任牧师。
And the pastor said, "Not so fast."
主任牧师又对他说：“你不要急。
Why don't you go to the society and work for 3 years?
你去社会去工作几年。
And then after 3 years, if you feel the same urgency, then come back to me again.
3年以后，如果你还有同样的这样的一个意愿要去侍奉主的话，你再来跟我说。
And you see, to be a God servant is not just your enthusiasm.
我们看到要成为主的仆人，并不是好像你只有心里有这样的愿意就行。
And God will prepare some crucial preparation for you.
神要给你一些很重要的、必须的训练。就像他对 Moses 给 Moses 所有的训练一样。
Came back to the pastor and the pastor said, "You're ready."
3年以后，这男孩子又来见这个主任牧师。主任说：“你已经预备好了。”
Say to you is at this moment, your job, which is God's calling, is to be a good student.
所以我想给大家说的是，在这个时候，神对你的呼召就是你要成为一个好的学生。
And to the short-term mission team, I would say this.
啊，对我们的短宣队，我要这样说。
And you're raised in a Chinese heritage.
啊，你是存在在有中国人的背景当中。
And you speak good English. I'm talking about a youngster.
啊，你有说很好的英文。
And you're given the opportunity to go to a faraway place to preach the gospel.
而且你有这样的机会去遥远的地方来传递神的福音。
And this is a privilege.
这对我来说是一个荣幸的事情。
And this is a golden opportunity to serve God.
啊，这也是一个非常难得的一个机会来侍奉神。
And it brings to mind.About Apostle Paul.
啊，这样让我想到了啊，保罗，使徒保罗。
He was born Hebrew.
啊，他是一个希伯来出生的人。
And he was educated in the Greek culture.
啊，他在希腊的文化当中得到教育。
And he was a Roman citizen.
啊，他也是罗马的公民。
And today you are Chinese.
今天你是中国的背景。
And then you're raised in the United States.
但是你在美国成长。
And you're the U.S. citizen.
啊，你是美国的公民。
So you are very much like Paul in that aspect.
啊，从这个角度来说，你就像使徒保罗一样。
So you can see that God will prepare you in a very unique way.
我们看到神预备你，用一个很特别的方式来预备你。
So the conclusion is, a Bible verse recorded in Esther chapter 4:14.
啊，我们看到在以斯帖记有这样的记载。
When genocide was happening in the Persian kingdom, and Mordecai said to his niece Esther.
啊，我们看到莫迪改对他的侄女。以斯帖这样说。
And who knows, but that you have come to this royal position, or maybe come to your unique situation for such a time as this.
他说：“岂知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗
？”So I urge you to seek God's calling for you.
啊，我鼓励大家能够来接受神的呼召。
Now at this point of the story, I'm tempted to indulge in playing some game of what if.
啊，在我们正道讲到这个地方的时候，我想给大家做这样像一个游戏一样的，就是万一发生这样事情该怎么办？
To lead to some theological concept which I will talk about later.
他会给我们这样的一个游戏，可以给我们带来很多一些神学的一些信息。
Now, what if the baby's mother not successfully hidden from the Pharaoh's soldier?
啊，我们想想，如果这个小孩子的母亲没有能够隐藏好这个小孩子3个月的话，会怎么样
？What if the mother had not made the ark from the reeds?
啊，如果摩西的母亲没有用这个蒲草箱的话，会怎么样
？What if the tiny craft had leaked and sunk to the bottom of the river？
啊，如果这个蒲草箱它有漏水而沉到河底的话，又会怎么样
？What if the princess was not walking on the river bank？
啊，如果那个时候法老的女儿没有在尼罗河的河边行走的话，会怎么样
？What if the princess get a bad mood and had no compassion on that day?
啊，如果法老的女儿她那心情不好，没有怜悯之心，事情会怎么样
？And lastly, what if the baby didn't cry?
最后，如果在那个时刻，这婴孩没有啼哭的话，会怎么样
？So I can continue to push the envelope more in order to survive the following.
啊，我可以继续的这样的一些假设的问题，然后得到这结论。
If the baby had not cried, there would have been no Moses.
啊，如果这个男婴还没有哭泣的话，也就没有了摩西。
Had there been no Moses, there would have been no incident at the burning bush.
啊，如果没有摩西的话，也就没有荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁这样的事件。
No burning bush, no Exodus.
啊，如果没有烧不毁的荆棘的话，也就没有出埃及记。
No Exodus, no giving the law in the Mount Sinai.
如果没有出埃及记的话，也就没有西乃山的律法。
No law, no prophet.
啊，如果没有律法的话，也就没有先知。
And no prophet, no Jesus.
没有先知的话，也就没有耶稣。
And no Jesus, no cross.
没有耶稣的话，就没有十字架。
No cross, no redemption.
没有十字架的话就没有救赎。
No redemption, we have no hope.
如果没有救赎的话，我们就没有盼望。
Now, is it true that all of this, if the baby in the homemade ark had failed to cry at the precise moment?
啊，这些所有是不是都会发生？如果这个小男孩子在那个时候没有啼哭的话
，Is it really true?
是不是真的是这样呢
？I am not sure.
啊，其实我并不确定是这样。
Now here we come to a very important point of the sermon.
啊，这个时候就是我们今天正道的一个很重要的一个观念。
So if you miss this point, you probably miss the whole sermon.
如果你没有听到这一点的话，那你今天就完全没有得到今天的信息。
So I'd like to call to your undivided attention.
啊，所以我希望大家能够全心专注在我们的这个正道上。
Now if everything, every detail is predetermined or prefixed by God,
啊，如果
then Christianity is no different than fatalism.
啊，如果所有的一切的细节，所有的一些事情都完全是神所事先去预定的话，那我们的信仰好像跟宿命论也没有什么差别。
If God gave man absolute freedom, then God's will depend on human action to fulfill.
啊，但是如果神给了人完完全全的自由意志的话，那是不是神一切事情的发生，神都要依靠人的决定？
Now we know these two can't be true.
我们知道这两点都是不正确的。
So there seem to be a contradiction right here.
啊，我们在这个地方，我们好像看到了有点矛盾的事情。
So as we learn from the Sunday school, and first we have to understand what the Bible teaches.
啊，我们就像我们星期天的主日所学到的那样，我们首先能够知道是要考虑到圣经要教导我们是什么。
Now there's few inescapable truths that Bible mentioned and agreed by everybody.
啊，我们知道在圣经当中有几个我们没有办法忽视的这样的教训，所有的人都同意的教训。
First of all, we all agree that the Bible never denied human responsibility.
啊，我们知道首先，圣经从来没有否认人的有决定性。
And the Bible also acknowledged the absolute sovereignty of God.
啊，同时我们也圣经也承认神有完全的主导性。
And we all agree that God is all wise and righteous.
啊，我们也知道神是。全圣全圣洁的，也是全知的。
So as it follows that his will is perfect and good.
所以他的旨意是全善的。
Because he's wise, therefore his will must be perfect.
啊，因为他是智慧的，所以他的旨意也是智慧的。
And because he's righteous, therefore his will must be good.
啊，因为他是圣洁的，所以他的旨意必须是好的。
Another thing we cannot deny is that God intends to work with his people.
啊，我们看到另外一个，我们发现神也我们也没办法否认的，就是神愿意和他的人来同工。
And that gives us a very comfort.
这给我们一个心里一个很好的一个盼望。
Because it gives human being the dignity.
啊，他给我们人有这样的自尊。
Can you imagine that God, the Almighty God, like to work with you?
啊，我们能不能想象一下，全能的神愿意跟我们一起同工
？And this concept also consistent.With what Genesis said, we are created in His image.
啊，这个也和我们在创世纪中所说的那样所提到的非常的吻合。创世纪说我们是按照他的形象所造的。
Another implication is God does not depend on human action.
啊，那另外一点我们要想提到的就是神他却并不依赖于我们人的决定。
Why? Because human is not perfect.
为什么呢？因为人不是完美的。
Human is one of righteousness.
啊，我们知道人其实是缺少正义的，缺少圣洁的。
How can a human being with so much blemish can finish a perfect and good will of God?
啊，所以我们可以知道，我们不完美的人，我们没有办法能够完成圣洁的神所的工作。
So therefore, we know that God's will is to be fulfilled, not depend upon any human action.
啊，所以我们可以看到神的旨意，他的成就不依靠人。
And yet, He likes to work with man.
但是同样的。神却愿意与我们同工。
So even though we emphasize the sovereignty of God,
我们尽管我们要强调神的主权
which is absolute.
这是绝对的主权。
And we also acknowledge human being has freedom.
我们也承认人有自由意志。
But the difference, the human freedom is not absolute.
但是我们知道人的自由意志不是绝对的。
So from this we can deduct that Christianity is not fatalism.
啊，所以从这里我们看到我们的信仰不是一个简单的宿命论而已。
Because fatalism is pessimism.
啊，我们知道宿命论其实是一个悲观论。
And it's robotic and meaningless.
好像就是一个机器人一样，是没有任何的意义。
But we all agree that Christian's life has meaning.
我们都同意，我们基督徒的我们生命是有意义的。
And our life is dynamic and animated, and we have creativity.
啊，我们的生命是有动力的，我们的生命是创造力的。
Now to further emphasize this concept, I would like to mention the biblical view of history.
啊，那在这个时候，我想给大家就强调这一点，我想跟大家讲一下圣经中关于历史的历史观。
Now, a slave turned prime minister, Joseph, and when he met his brother, he said to them.
好，我们看到约瑟他从一个奴隶成为宰相，当他遇到他的弟兄的时候，他要这样对他的弟兄说。
You intend to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命。成就今日的光景。
And you intend to harm me. This is a humanistic way of looking at history.
你刻意你们原意要来害我，这是我们来看到我们人类历史的一个观点。
But God intended for good, and this is a transcendent way of looking at the history.
但是我们看到神的意思原是好的，这是我们另外看待历史的一个观念。
And so from this we can see the direction of God's will.
从这里我们可以看到神的旨意的方向。
And God intends to preserve His people's life so that we may become a channel through which God's blessing flows to all nations.
我们看到神他要存留他的子民，好让他的爱通过他的子民能够流淌出来。
And the Moses' mother intends to save her son's life out of the maternal instinct.
我们看到摩西他的母亲为要来拯救他的孩子，是出于好像他作为母亲的这样的一个观点。
But God's intention was to raise up a rescuer to save the lives of his children.
但是神要来拯救摩西，因为他要借着摩西的手来带领他的子民。
And we can see that human history is marching in the direction of the plan of salvation.
我们看到人类的历史其实是朝着神的救恩的方向而行。
And as a Christian, we see God's finger in all human history, and Christ Jesus is the centerpiece.
我们看到我们作为基督徒，我们看到神的手在历史当中，而且主耶稣基督是其中的一个中心的人物。
And lastly, I would like to paraphrase Psalm chapter 139.
那最后我想来重新来跟大家分享一下。
And this is a very lengthy passage.
分享一下诗篇的139篇。
But I can summarize in few points.
那这是一个比较长的一个诗篇，那我想用几点来总结一下。
And God knows that we are going to say or do before we even say or do it.
我们看到神在我们未说话之前便知道我们要想要说什么。
He has a capacity to know the end from the beginning.
他从事情一开始他就知道其结局如何。
His knowledge extends down to the smallest details.
他的知识可以延伸到最细微的细节上。
And he not only knows what we will say,But he also knows everything we possibly could say.
他不但知道我们将会说什么，他也知道所有的我们可能要说的话。
He knows all the possible human contingencies.
他也知道所有的有可能的偶然性。
Yet God is not contingent upon what we will do or choose.
但是我们知道神的旨意并不建立在我们人的行为之上。
And he knows the future precisely because he wills the future.
他知道未来的历史将会如何？因为他的旨意要成就这些历史。
And in closing, I'm going to read four verses.
最后我想给大家读四节的经文。
And also on Psalm 139 from verse 13 to 16.
这记载在诗篇139篇的13到16节。
For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb.
我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。
I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
我要称谢你，因我受造，奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depth of the earth.
我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。
Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我善未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
Now these four verses are the frontal attack to the pro-choice abortionists.
我们看到这里的四节的经文对于堕胎的这样的一个观点是一个挑战。
Who disbelieve that life begins with conception.
因为我们相信生命从怀孕那时刻就开始。
But the Bible tells us God knows us even before we were conceived.
但圣经告诉我们，其实在我们被造之前，神就已经认识了我们。
So knowing that God is in the detail has a very important application in our life.
所以我们知道神是关注细节的神，对我们来说有很好的，对我们说有这样的一个意义。
And this knowledge of God help to sustain our life in time of difficulties.
这样的一个知识可以让我们在我们困难当中的时候能够有盼望。
And this knowledge of God.Can turn our suffering into something good.
因为我们有这样的知识的时候，能够让我们的一些受苦、我们的困难，能够成为好的祝福。
So I recently, I all of a sudden, realized that all spiritual questions have one answer.
最近我突然发现，我们所有的一些属灵的问题，其实都有一个答案。
And the answer is really the answering another question.
其实这样的答案的话，其实也是对另外一个问题的答案。
And the question is, who is Jesus?
这个答案，这个问题就是谁是耶稣是谁。
Now the more we know who is Jesus,
我们越多的知道耶稣是谁
，the more we are able to find answers to all spiritual questions.
我们就可以更多的能够来回答所有的这些关于属灵的问题。
So the questions of why this, why now, why me, who no longer relevant.
所以我们当我们知道这一点的时候，所有的其他的问题是为什么会这样，为什么是我这些问题。都不再重要了。
And finally, let me say this.
最后让我来说
God is sovereign to be sure.
我们确定神是有主权的神。
And Christianity also teaches that in his sovereignty, God has given human being freedom with a built-in boundary that brings fulfillment.
我们也知道我们的信仰也告诉我们说神有完全的主权，神也给了我们有这样的自由意志，好让我们跟他也建立美好的关系。
And no goodness is good enough to be qualified to be justified.
我们知道没有任何的好会足够好可以让我们能够称义的。
But it's God's grace that complements our shortcoming and then we'll become the children of God.
完全是因为神的恩典他遮盖了我们的罪我们可以又重新成为神的儿女。
So with this, we are greatly comforted.
因为这样我们的心得到大大的安慰。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, you are the God of details.
我们在天上的父，你真是那无微不至的神。
You know everything. You know our heart, our thought.
你知道一切的事情，你知道我们的心，你知道我们的意念。
With this, we are so comforted, especially in the midst of suffering.
我们知道这一点的时候，当我们如果处在患难当中，我们的心中就得到安慰。
When we sense that we lost our direction, but we know you are the captain.
但有时候也许我们感到好像我们失去了方向但是我们心中我们知道你就是我们的船长
When we are despair, we know that you can comfort.
当我们有绝望有痛苦的时候我们知道你是我们的安慰者
And it's all because Jesus Christ who came to be man and walked on the same way of suffering as we do.
这一切都是因为主耶稣基督你道成肉身来到世界上你陪我们走了这痛苦的这样的经历
He knows our situation well.
他知道我们所要经历的
AndIn the time of suffering, your presence is more important than anything else.
在我们受患难的时候，你的同在比其他的一切都有更大的意义。
But in the Bible, you promise to be with us.
在圣经当中，你应允我们，你也与我们同在。
Therefore, we are comforted and we praise you.
因此，我们的心中有安慰，有盼望，我们要来赞美你。
And we praise this in our Lord Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen.